This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a bilateral meeting with Hereditary Prince of Liechtenstein, Prince Alloy, in New Delhi yesterday on the sidelines of the India AI Impact Summit 2026. External Affairs Ministry said that during the meeting, both leaders reviewed bilateral cooperation in various areas. The PM also held a bilateral meeting with President of the Slovak Republic, Peter Pellegrini, on the sidelines of the summit. They reviewed the entire spectrum of bilateral relations and discussed ways to enhance cooperation in areas including trade and investment, digital technologies, defense, space, energy, culture, and people-to-people linkages. PM Modi also held a bilateral meeting with Sri Lankan President Anura Kumara Dissanayake. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the leaders took stock of the progress in India-Sri Lanka relations in recent times. PM also held a bilateral meeting with PM of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramagulam, on the sidelines of the summit. Both leaders reiterated their commitment to work closely to further strengthen India-Mauritius' enhanced strategic partnership. During the meeting with United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres and PM Modi, they exchanged perspectives on UN reforms, especially giving greater voice to the Global South. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the AI Impact Summit has been a grand success on many fronts. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening, Mr. Vaishnav said more than 5 lakh visitors have enjoyed this exhibition, learned a lot, and interacted with many experts from the world.
This AI Impact Summit has been a grand success on many fronts. About more than 5 lakh visitors have enjoyed this exhibition, learnt a lot, interacted with many experts from the world. We had practically every major AI player in the world participating in large numbers. We had so many startups getting the opportunity to showcase their work. Overall, the quality of discussion was phenomenal.
Ministry of External Affairs said that both India and the United States are working to finalize the mutually beneficial trade agreement. Addressing the media in New Delhi yesterday, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that a delegation led by the chief negotiator will visit the US next week.
We had adopted the joint statement between the United States and India recently, and as per the joint statement, both sides are now working to finalization of the interim agreement of a mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreement. What I understand is that a delegation from our side, a team led by the chief negotiator from our side, is expected to visit the United States next week.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to attend the Raising Day Parade of the Central Reserve Police Force and lay foundation stone of 10th Assam Police Battalion in Guwahati today. Around 1,400 CRPF personnel across 8 contingents will participate in the parade. Later in the afternoon, the Union Minister will lay the foundation stone for a new campus of the 10th Assam Police Battalion at Kachutoli, a nearby area of Guwahati. Home Minister Amit Shah launched the Vibrant Village Program 2.0 at Nathunpur in the Indo-Bangladesh border area of Katigara in Kachar district of Assam. Speaking on this occasion yesterday, Mr. Shah said PM Modi has taken several steps for the development of border areas. He said such programs would be organized in 334 blocks and in about 1,954 villages in 17 states of the country, as well as in 140 border villages in Assam. The Supreme Court directed employment of serving and former district judges to assist the Election Commission in the special intensive revision of electoral rolls in West Bengal. A bench of Chief Justice Surya Kant and Justices Joymalia Bagchi and Vipul M. Pancholi yesterday passed a slew of fresh directions to ensure completion of the special intensive revision process in the state. The bench ordered deputation of judicial officers for adjudication of claims and objections of persons put under logical discrepancy list. It asked the Calcutta High Court Chief Justice to spare judicial officers and fine former judges to assist in SIR work. In ICC T20 Cricket World Cup, Australia defeated Oman by 9 wickets in the last Group B match in Sri Lanka. Chasing a target of 105 runs, Australia overhauled the target with 9 wickets in hand in just 9.4 overs. Earlier put into bat, Oman were all out for 104 in 16.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.